Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it's time for High Plains Outdoors. How about listening to all this good music every Saturday? Western swing and other things truly is my kind of music, something I look forward to every week. And I also look forward to talking to you and sharing what I've learned about the outdoors, or maybe introducing you to somebody that's really interesting, and that's what we're going to do today. My good buddy, guy David Hansen. David's guided for catfish a long time down at Lake Tewakinee in Texas, which is east of Dallas about an hour. Let's talk about catching channel catfish over baited holes. David, thank you, buddy, for being here.
Always a pleasure to sit down and visit about what we love.
You bet it is. It's an honor and a privilege. Right now, what you and your clients are doing is fishing a shaded area, actually under a big shaded bridge, and catching regular limits of channel catfish, right?
Yes, sir. It's a daily thing, and the shade is the major plus here. I mean, yeah. It's, you know, 100 degrees out in the sun, feels like it's 80 under that bridge with a little breeze blowing.
It's one thing to be in an office and or somewhere cool and say, yeah, I'm ready to go fishing, but you set out and under a direct sun for about 3 or 4 hours, even if the fish are biting, it wears on you. David, you know, baited holes, talk about how you get to the concentration of catfish like you do. Folks, and we're talking about one fish after another. I mean, it pulls them in there, the baiting an area does, doesn't it, David?
Yes, it does. And you just use you think like old boy that's feeding his cows. When you pull into this area and you feed them, they're going to come to you. They're going to hear your vehicle coming. They're going to start coming to you. So you feed heavy in the area to get it started, whether it be range cubes, sour grain, corn, whatever. And if you feed that area heavy, and it's easy for me because I'm on the lake all the time, but I can start a spot and bait it for a week, and within that week be catching limits of fish for everybody in the boat.
That's what happens. Folks are listening to us, David, from southern Nebraska, you know, gosh, all the way to the Texas Panhandle on High Plains Public Radio right now. Now, there's going to be lakes up in those areas that are different from Lake Tewakinee, but a channel catfish, it's been my understanding and what I've discovered, a channel catfish is a channel catfish, and he likes to be baited up. And you know, tell us about types of bait right now, maybe water depths that you would recommend people to target. What kind of chum? Let's talk about that to get them in there.
Well, personally, I bait my holes with cattle cubes because they don't have the stinking smell of sour grain. But for a person that was going out today that didn't have a baited hole, I recommend them carry sour grain of some sort. And for the simple reason, it helps attract the fish faster in a shorter period of time. So if you myself, I'm fishing 20 and 30 foot of water. You can pick your hole, bait it, but while you're doing it, pick you two other spots to bait. And you can make the circle in the day, and you're going to end up catching a limit of fish.
The reason for the sour grain, and in 3 days in the summertime, you can put some wheat or maize or whatever in a bucket and top it off with water, and you're going to have a smelly bait in about 3 days in that sun. So that's a good point. They're going to smell that a little quicker, David, and it's going to bring them to the area quicker, whereas you're out there every day, the range cubes are just fine. The fish are already, like you say, waiting for feed, and they come on in there. David, I wish we had about 3 hours to talk about fishing. And matter of fact, after the show, you and I may just continue this. I wish all our guests could be with us, but I want to pick your brain a little bit more. How do people reach you to come down to Tewakinee and catch a ton of catfish?
You can catch me anytime on my cell phone at 903-268-7391.
Well, David, thank you very much. And, folks, we'll post a picture on the website, hppr.org. We'll post a picture of David and a way that you could contact him for more catfish catching information. Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.